3,586 miles away from West Virginia, across the Atlantic Ocean, you will find Wales, which is part of the United Kingdom. The western side of Wales is lined by two channels from the Celtic Sea, and inland is quite mountainous. Within those mountain towns, you will find similar folk culture to Appalachia.
The nature of the people and the landscape is very similar. Plus, many people from West Wales came over here as well. So we've got these really strong connections.
That's Peter Stevenson. He's a Welsh artist, writer, and storyteller. But he also has family who immigrated to West Virginia in the 1960s. So Peter has spent time in the region listening to Appalachian folk tales, and he's found many similarities to Welsh folklore. Similar characters appear, like fairies or little people, and granny women, older eccentric women who either create charm or mischief. But the stories differ slightly. Peter thinks the Welsh brought over their folklore when they immigrated to Appalachia hundreds of years ago. And the stories change slightly over time to become more Appalachian.
Within these stories, which appear to be the same, they take on something from the landscape, something from the nature of people in that landscape, and they're subtly different.
So he organized the art exhibit on display in Morgantown to further explore the connections. At the opening night of the exhibit, Peter welcomed everyone in Welsh.
Well, diolch yn fawr iawn, croeso i Mac, croeso i Dre Morgan.
He's saying welcome to the Monongalia Arts Center and to the exhibit of Welsh folk art called Cures, Charms, and Curses. The exhibit is one big story that contains many little stories. It's a bit like a fairy tale book came to life at the Monongalia Arts Center, featuring Welsh and Appalachian artists. There are dolls made to look like witches with a black triangle hat. There are drawings of mermaids in the Monongahela River and a woman who turned into a swan. Lots of bright colors and characters that make one's imagination run wild. Peter is a professional storyteller, so when he tells a story, one feels spellbound. He tells the crowd a folk story using a storytelling device that may be familiar to Appalachians.
I'm sure some of you know what this is. Anybody? Frankie. Frankie, yeah.
A cranky is like a picture book, except with drawings all on one long scroll. It's contained within a frame with two handles that move the scroll. Typically, it's accompanied by a story. The story Peter tells is about an old granny woman who lived on the west coast of Wales. She often would gaze out her window toward America.
Her name was Betty Crooker. Crook-backed Betty. She walked with a limp and a crooked back. Now, old Betty was what we in West Wales would call a gwyddanus.
Or in English, an old granny witch.
Thousand wrinkles round the eyes, a single yellow tooth wobbling unnervingly in the breeze from her breath, and a single grey hair in the middle of her chin.
Peter turns the cranky as he speaks. The pictures are drawn in a heavy black ink, and Betty looks like a kind but mischievous old woman out of a children's book. Peter explains that Betty could make love potions. She would make them for all the town folk, but sometimes she mixed them up. And in Peter's story, much to the town's dismay, Betty accidentally made a farm woman and a man of nobility fall in love. But they ended up living happily ever after and having dozens of babies. Peter turns to the final image on the cranky, and it's Betty with a sly smirk pointing to her love potion bottle and a trail of red hearts.
Old Betty is still there. She's still there in her little cottage. She's got even more wrinkles around the eyes. The solitary yellow tooth fell out years ago, but her little grey hair is still there. And she twirls it, and she looks out across the water to America, and she's thinking to herself, maybe my love potions would work in West Virginia.
The first floor of the exhibit features the Welsh artists and their interpretation of folk tales, but the second floor is dedicated to West Virginian artists. Like Eddie Spaghetti, he's based in Morgantown and works in many art mediums, including crankies. One of Eddie's crankies on display is titled Light in the Darkness. It's accompanied by a poem that Eddie wrote in tiny print underneath the drawings.
I put a magnifying glass onto it, but that magnifying glass is a real attention getter, you know? You can't help but to look at stuff.
Another of the West Virginian artists featured is the accomplished sculptor Jamie Lester. Some of his well-known work includes the Don Knotts and Jerry West statues in Morgantown. Jamie's piece on display in the Wales Appalachia Gallery reflects man's connection to coal, something that is a big part of Appalachian and Welsh history. It's a sculpture of a man's body merged with a coal operation, and the coal tipple is connected to his head and shoulder.
He's being fed coal. He is coal. Coal is in his blood. He's being sort of force-fed coal. And his arms are tied behind his back. And one of the hands is gripping the structure of the tipple and breaking it apart. So you get the feeling that he is tormented, but there's a possibility of him breaking away from his tormentor.
This sculpture and all the many other pieces from Appalachia and Wales are on display at the Monongalia Arts Center in Morgantown. The exhibit will be up through the end of this month, when it will travel to Wales for display. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caitlin Tan in Morgantown.